Welcome to The Money Man. My name's Julian Valance. Joined, he's back. The boy is back. Benny Clifton, great to have you back, Benny.
Good to be back. Paddy filled in my shoes quite admirably last week, I thought. I watched the show and I thought he contributed his piece, and he's a good little punter, Paddy.
You're an incredibly good liar, Ben. There is no chance you watched the show, but thanks for...
I was quite busy, but no, it was a good show.
Flemington track, Guineas Day. What'd you make of it?
It was good. I thought the track raced well. It raced like a traditional Flemington track.
Did.
We, on Saturday on Insider Trading, you might mention it, thought it was going to sort of be advantage to be on the rails and on the inside, which didn't eventuate, but it did race like the Flemington generally does and gave most horses a chance. And I think, as a whole, the best horses rode came to the fore, except a couple of long price winners later in the day.
Yeah, absolutely. So our 2 metres, I think they upgraded after race 6, which I think is probably right. I will say, just for the punters out there, when you're going through and reviewing this track, I think the straight race is probably race half a rating slower than the circle. I think the circle was a little bit quicker than all the way up the straight. So just keep that in mind going forward. We are very positive of the things we do on Insider Trading, but we'll give ourselves a clip in terms of the track walker. We spoke to the track walker and they put their hand up and said that they probably didn't get it right. Probably there was a little bit more moisture in the inside and probably that's why they started coming off. So we put a hand up for that, but they will be back next week and they'll do an amazing job at Flemington for Newmarket Day. So as good much as we're always out there saying positive things, we'll also give ourselves a clip.
And it was pretty obvious after 2 or 3 races that that wasn't the way the track was racing. You've got to be able to adjust to that, and I hope a few of the punters out there did.
You're right. Flemington raced. It did race beautifully, and it raced as Flemington does. Let's crack on. Race 1, it was for the 2-year-olds. Look, they've gone a third of a second outside standard time here, Benny. Last 400, 23.04, last 200, 11.82, which is pretty good compared to the rest of the day. Winner Tycoon Hummer. Now, it comes off a win at, I think, Bendigo, half a second inside standard time, where it came home best last 400, last 200, which we love. Out quick, home quick. And it took every part of that straight for Jamie Mott to get over the line of Kalos, but it did. And you had it as your best bet, so well done there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you mentioned they went outside standard time, which you can forgive because they did go a pretty leisurely tempo early on, which didn't necessarily suit Tycoon Hummer, but and it was held up as well. Had a bit of trouble getting room probably at the 500-metre mark, but I think this is a really good filly. I mean, I don't hold much hope for the rest in the field, but the fact that this filly with this turn of foot, it's going to win her a lot of races. Kalos, the Godolphin horse, a professional little type, I think it has its limitations, but Tycoon Hummer, definitely the horse I want to be taking out of this. I think it goes for a spell now.
Yeah, and I think the key factor here is it's got a great turn of foot. So the first 400, they went close to 1 second slower than race 5, which was Fabarino's race. Now, we know that's older horses, but that's how, you know, it was a moderate time early doors for allowed them to zip home, which probably suited the winner. Race 2, it was over 2,600 metres here, Benny. Now, even time, half a second inside standard time, 24.30, 12.5, last 400, last 200. So not great compared to the rest of the day. Look, this horse that wins the race, Mosh Music, five goes 2,400 metres plus, 4 wins. The only failure was last start at Moonee Valley, where it started $2.90, and we speak about it a lot, where sometimes you just have to trust the SP, and if you did, you'd probably get the chocolates on Saturday. It goes to the LA Cup on Monday week. We know Charlie Rose is already there. Off our figures, it's really interesting. They've both done exactly the same mark. Now, Charlie Rose gets 1.5 kilos less, being a mare. Give it any hope? The market says no. It's $1.80 versus $7. I think it's a bit closer than that.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, you see these horses come into their own when they get to 2,400 metres and above, like Sin to Win as well. It's another horse that just needs to get to that distance range to perform at her best. But Mosh Music, all honours with her. And I think it'll be competitive. The Adelaide Cup isn't what it was a few years ago in terms of quality. And Charlie Rose probably does have a little bit more X factor about her. But Mosh Music, solid win. And there were good margins in the race, so it probably does give them a bit of hope that they can progress from this race.
I mean, you look at that race and you go, oh, it's gone plain. But I will say, I think that 180 versus $7, I think that'll tighten up as it comes closer to Adelaide Cup Day. I think that has to come closer. But Charlie Rose, obviously the horse to beat. I just want to touch on Skymax. 290 out to 310, out to $4.40. Touched it on Insider Trading that he'd be the vulnerable favourite. Well, it was. It's gone like a bastard.
That is what they call in the bin in the industry. And it raced accordingly. I don't know, I was off 32 days. I don't know if that is an excuse. And
first one gone, though, wasn't it?
There's a school of thought in the trash and treasure that the Sydney stay in form isn't as strong as the Melbourne.
He's a very good judge,
though. So we can't argue with it on this in this case.
Yep. Race 3, quarter of a second inside standard time, but they've gone very slow here. They've gone pretty slow out. 22.70 last 400, which was the best of the day in terms of the race, and 11.6 last 200. D Lane rides a treble. Third up this horse, Morvada, just owns the race. Got going when he needed to get going at sort of the 800 metres. He was ready to rock and roll, and he delivered.
Was this your best bet of the day?
It wasn't my best, but I had something on it.
Yeah, well done. Good work. Mm-hmm. Run to suit the race was, but it's got a really good Flemington record. Put the race away at the top of the straight. D Lane, as you mentioned, he's flying at the moment. And, you know, Jamie Carr's getting all these accolades, but Damien Lane's still a young jockey. He's going to be at the top for a long time. And, you know, if Jamie Carr and him on board, I don't care. They're as good as each other. And maybe Jamie's getting a little bit better rides for him than him at the moment, but Damien Lane's as good as we get in Melbourne at the
moment. A couple also I just want to touch on with you. The Horovian goes to the All-Star Mile. What do you make of it? What do you make of it as a horse anyway? You do Brisbane. You've probably got a pretty good hold on this horse.
Well, I knew it was going to be a big drift in the betting.
Yep.
As we see, as traders, these popular horses on a winning streak, a lot of early money for him keeps that price in until late when the big syndicates get involved. He needs a quicker tempo than that race, and they went too slow for him, and he saw his last 100 metres. That was okay. I don't think he's up to an All-Star Mile. He's not up to that class. But he's a good story. He's a good story for racing. He was off 63 days. Will improve, but I can't see him winning a race like that. Go on.
Platoon?
Very good run. Yeah. Quickest last 200 of the
Where do they go, though?
Don't know where it goes, but
they were saying maybe back up into the 2,000 metres Australia Cup, just the worst, which is just an awful prep in terms of 14 to 2,000 metres, just stinks. But he's a nice horse, isn't he?
Oh, very nice. And WA horses are really coming over here and performing well. Yep. Last horse I want to mention.
Yeah, you fell into her.
I fell into her through your track analysis.
Oh, yeah, thank you. She's gone.
She's gone.
You could easily say, oh, she didn't have much luck. First up, we put her in the trash. She was disappointing. She was in the bin that day. They actually backed her on Saturday, $7 into $5.50. She's not ever going to get – well, she might come back in the spring, might work out for it, but at the moment, I don't want to be part of it. I just cannot back horses that are going that badly.
We'll talk about Busson and Young when we get to Tagaloa, but they're a very difficult camp to follow, and their horses race very inconsistently, and they might produce a peak, but getting them to peak again at the next start, they're finding it very hard to do at the moment, that training partnership.
Race 4, let's get on. It was up the straight here. Half a second outside standard time, Benny. So pretty slow out to begin with, which I think set up really well for the winner. 22.78 last 400, 11.82 last 200. This is a race I think you can follow. It was a benchmark race. Subidar, well, this is a horse that ran fourth in a Caulfield Guineas behind Super Seth a couple of years ago, then had a long time off and ran first up. I think it ran a second behind All-Time Legend, which you have got a pretty good handle on. You say it's a pretty nice horse. 3.80 out to $4.40 for the winner. But I think it was really well placed, wasn't it?
Really well placed. And the intention was there with Jamie Carr taking the ride. They freshened it up 49 days. I think it must have had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Barely raced for 2 years.
Yep.
And I think maybe the straight, they thought it doesn't have to go around a bend. It can just balance up and go whack. And that's what it did. But I just want to talk to you about slow tempos and quick tempos, because you mentioned that to me on the phone on Saturday that you thought the slow tempo suited a horse like Subida, whereas I would have thought it would have needed a quick tempo over the 1200 to come over the top.
Can you elaborate
on that?
Well, my theory is I don't reckon they can get much work in it. And I reckon it's got really fast legs, so it's got a great turn of foot. So in essence, all it's looking for is just a quick last 400, and that's all it can do. Horses that you can put work into, they can actually absorb pressure. I don't think this horse they can put much work into, so they're obviously got to look after it. So it's got a great turn of foot, so it's going to be suited by slow pressures. Laverod's the complete converse to this. This is a horse that A, needs a fast tempo, and B, needs a bend. Get it to 1,400 metres, and I want to be with it. No, don't drop off on Laverod.
But I don't think Ollie's the right jockey for it. As good as Ollie is, he's not a jockey to go out in the lead and run him along, and I don't think he's quite right for that horse. So I'll be interested to see if they go a different way with him next start.
Just hoping 1,400 metres, I reckon, third up Laverod. Legionnaire, I reckon, I thought was pretty good as well. Race 5, a quarter of a second inside time here, 22.76, 11.8. So best last 400, 200 of the day. These are quality animals, though, and this is the best up the straight. So we're sort of deciphering with the yellow compared to Circle and the straight. And Fabergino, well, I cannot knock this horse at all. I think 10 wins from 15 goes at 1,000 metres, 4 wins now from 6 goes up the Flemington straight. She's a ripper.
Yeah, great effort. And, you know, for a mare to carry 59.5 yeah. against a pretty good quality field, I've got a lot of time for that Indian Pacific who ran second. I just think Brad Parnham should have put a bit more pressure on Fabergino earlier, take advantage of the weight difference. And I think Indian Pacific, if they can find another 1,000-metre race, it can be winning maybe even a Moonee Valley 9.55 if they can get in the right class. There is a run back in the field that I wanted to highlight was Usmanov,
yeah.
Oliver rode it, wrong part of the track, really getting home late. It's a Queensland horse, genuine 1,000-metre horse. This is a horse I want to see at Moonee Valley 9.55 just sitting behind him and come over the top. I think it's a decent horse. It was a good run on Saturday, and hopefully they find a race for it in the coming weeks.
Well, that's good for the punters out there. Usmanov, I've put that into your black book because I think you might get a price about it if we go to the 9.55 at Moonee Valley at some stage. We'll be back after the break, including the Australian Guineas. Back with the Money Men here, punters. We are dissecting Australian Guineas Day. Probably the circle race is probably just half a rating quicker than the straight races, I think, in terms of the track. Benny, Blamey Stakes. Win this and you get into the All-Star Mile. 3/4 of a second inside standard time. They went very quick here. Now, when I say they, I'm talking about Buffalo River and Jay Carr. Last 400, 24.74, 12.70 last 200. Completely fly-blown at the end of it. What do you make of the race and a couple other things?
She copped a bit of criticism over the weekend, Jamie Carr, for this ride. She wasn't far off getting it right.
She got it wrong.
Yeah, but it didn't lose by much. It wasn't a $1.50 shot. I would much rather see a jockey go too hard on a leader than go too slow. I think she's not immune to criticism. I think she escaped criticism for a ride in the Melbourne Cup when she should be a Melbourne Cup winner.
Yep.
I think that is quickly forgotten. But I saw this ride as she was probably 98% got it right and just a little bit too hard.
I think the horse does things wrong as well. I think that's the problem. Buffalo River still is doing things wrong. She had to give him a kick in the guts and he just took off, I think.
Yeah, probably. And she just went with him and didn't want to fight him a bit. But if she goes much slower, does she win the race or does she give Star of the Seas and 50 Stars a chance to be a little bit closer at the turn and come over the top?
I reckon Star of the Seas, its go is fast tempo. I think it's the go. It absorbs the pressure impact. It's big wins or big runs in second in those group ones have been in high pressure 1600 metre group one races. The Winx Stakes, the Doncaster and the George Main. When the pressure's been there, it's been able to deliver. It did. I'll just say the first 1,000 metres, 2.25 seconds quicker than the Australian Guineas, and they didn't loaf in the Australian Guineas. We're going to get to it soon.
Oh, there's no doubt she went hard and probably did get it wrong, but I don't think it's a cause to just, you know.
Oh, no. They do a great job. I mean, I'm not just saying, but you're right. She's not immune to criticism.
Yeah.
And I think this one, whether it's no fault of her own, the horse probably overdoes it as well, but it didn't work out very well for it, and I think that's the key. Star of the Seas, I will say, they got this one right. $6 into $4.50, $4.50 into $3.80, right there, D Lane. Can it win an All-Star Mile?
It won't run a bad race.
Yeah.
Now, I reckon that's
can it win an All-Star Mile?
No.
Correct.
What do you reckon?
No. Nice horse, though.
50 Stars, you want to talk about this horse?
We need to talk about 50 Stars. $8.50 out to $12 was beaten a lap behind the horses in Sydney. It storms on to the Australia Cup, now the 7-day backup, which it did last year. What do you think? Can it win an Australia Cup in 7 days' time or 5 days' time?
I think it can. They've worked out the secret back, 1,600-metre run back up into the Australian Cup. They did it with the McKinnon. I don't know if it didn't win the race. I don't know. But it ran very well and seems to be able to produce a peg. So it's a thin Australian Cup. And
yes.
He's probably the horse to beat. What do you think?
I don't know. I really don't. So I love the backup, but I don't know about this brutally run race into it. 12.7 home. Now he comes home better, yes, but it's still a brutally run race. Now, last year when he won the Blamey and wins the Australia Cup, it's a moderate tempo, and I think he comes home 11.56. Race shape completely different. So 7-day backup, yes, he's got to do it again. Is he going to have a flat one? that's the question the punters have got to work out. And you're taking, what, 7-2 or something, $4.50 about him.
Yeah, he's not a horse you want to be taking those short odds. He's very rarely won at those short odds as well. So, yeah, I mean, he's probably the horse to beat, but there's that cloud hanging over the top of him.
Yep, let's get to the Australian Guineas here, Benny. 3/4 of a second inside standard time. So they went out at a pretty good tempo. 23.42 last 400, 12.02 last 200. And a horse by the name of Luna Fox, who runs fifth in a Caulfield Guineas at 40-1, gets the blinkers on first time, which when we go through and do the stats, we always say, well, blinkers first time, is it a bing? It's actually not that profitable. It's actually a chop out in terms of winning. They win 10% of the time, but in terms of your ROI, it's a chop out because mainly there's a lot of horses get the blinkers first time that are absolutely gone and they throw them on as a last case resort. Here, 121 out to 251, wins the race. Well done to Luna Fox. Does it say more about the beaten brigade?
Oh, I think this race is absolute junk. Can we roll through a few horses? I want your opinion on a few. All right, we'll start at the top. Ole Kirk.
Well, going to the stud, so well done. He's done a great job. Probably didn't need to come back in the autumn.
That was predictable that they were going to send him to start off those bad ones. Tagaloa.
He ran really well. He's rated lower than what he did in the CSAs. He's put it all out there on the CSAs. I just think if you get into dry track, I don't know about him about this hard pressure stuff. I don't know if that's the go with him. I just think it's a dry track. You get him on a good three, he'll win plenty of races.
Acer.
He was okay. Acer needs to never, I'll put it this way, I didn't back Acer on Saturday, but I'll never back Acer again the way he's going. He had every possible, I thought. Absolutely every possible. He is a horse that loves to run with horses and just does it for fun. He's a herd animal and just he has, to be honest, shits and giggles with that horse. Goes, has a can of Coke and mucks around with him. He's not fair dinkum.
And he was pathetic on Saturday. He was pathetic.
Yeah, but you were talking through your pocket.
He was pathetic. He had a nice, cozy little running behind him. Cherry Tortoni.
I wish this horse was nominated for the Australia Cup. It would be the biggest living, breathing certainty in the Australia Cup. I'm worried about him going to a derby. Just because he runs well here and everyone goes, oh, he's a stayer in the future, I'm not sold on that. I don't want to be with him in the Australia Derby. I want to be with him 2,000 metres. Now, he obviously goes to the Alistair Clark or something. He'll probably win by 15. But, geez, I'd love him against the older horses in 7 days because he would absolutely lap them.
Do you think Billy should have got going a bit earlier
on
it?
Yes, he should have. Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll move on.
Ran well, though.
Last horse, Zoo Dancer.
She went well. That's just her, I think. I think, you know, she probably found out, but I don't know where she goes, but she did a pretty good job. She did a pretty good job, I think.
I've made a quick list of the best three-year-olds in Australia at the moment.
Go on.
September Run.
Yes.
The best.
Yep.
Spot Stat, right up there.
Yep.
Aegon, New Zealand horse.
Yeah.
He's probably going to prove himself in the next few
months. Your hope. Your hope.
Written Beauty.
Your hope.
Isotope.
Your hope.
Forbidden Love, very good on Saturday.
Yeah, she was.
Odium.
Yeah, don't know where she is at.
Ayrton.
Superstar.
Nick Price.
Love to see him on a track.
And the only horse from this field that I could make a spot for, Cherry Tortoni. So I think I'm worried about the future of these horses. A lot of them have probably skipped a few grades in regards to their handicapper rating, and I'm looking elsewhere.
And if you look at those, probably they're 1,200 less, aren't they? There's a couple of those top ones. So where are our 1,600-metre plus horses? We're probably hoping for Aegon and he's a New Zealander anyway, but you know, we'll claim him. Race 8, up the straight here, Benny. Equal to standard time. They only sort of went out moderate here. 23.62 last 400, 12.30 last 200. I don't know what to make of this race. Capriccio wins it. $67 out to 81, back into 46. One like they were sort of stuck to the ground, to be honest. It was actually quite an impressive win, and well done to Daniel Bowman. I really like Daniel Bowman as a trainer. I think he does a really good job. So good luck to Dan, and hope it goes well with him in the future. But that's a nice horse, Capriccio. He's done a good job with it.
These sales races can be a little bit tricky, though. Was this restricted to
English
horses?
Yeah.
They can be a little bit tricky. I mean, by this stage, you look at that replay and you see they're all coming down the same two or three lanes. So that gives probably half the field no chance because they weren't in the right part of the track. But I thought Lord Olympus ran really well.
That's our Black Booker.
Okay,
that's our
there
Black
you go.
Booker. So Lord Olympus. Now, this is a horse that was first up. Every race that this horse has had has been good ranking races. I don't know if this was the ideal spot, just coming back on the inside. I just don't reckon it worked out. I reckon maybe he didn't get going early enough. I am talking about Ollie here. I love the fact that it was $10 into $8. Market wanted to be with it. I reckon it's got a really good race in it. Maybe it's the Arrowfield. I don't know, because we know that Arrowfield can drop off pretty quickly. Those horses don't go there. But I reckon it's got a nice race in it, Lord Olympus.
It just drew the wrong part of the track. If it's out where the winner is, it beats it by two lengths. It was a much better run than the winner for mine. And it was, pretty solid in the market.
Yeah. Late scratching, rocketing by. I just wanted to touch on that. I think this is great for Kieran McAvoy's point of view, that he goes, you know what, I actually felt something was amiss. And actually, they find that it's lame. I think a lot of jockeys, he's a good experienced jockey, maybe a lot of jockeys, you run it riding around on a $5 favourite, just go, well, we'll just ride around on this horse, gets beaten 10 lengths, and they go, it was lame after it. I think he did a great job to the punters. Probably won't go noticed, but shout out to Kieran McAvoy. I hope he was the one actually who was riding, but I thought that was good stuff.
And probably saved the punters some money. Anyway. Well, I think it was drawn the wrong part of the track. And
yeah, well, if he was lame, there was no way he was going to win the race. No. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's really good. Great awareness, great horsemanship. Last race. 3/4 of a second inside standard time. I reckon there's a bit to talk about with this race. I think this horse could be a superstar. 23-22, 11-7-4, last 400, last 200. The last 200's the best around the circle. You can see it identified there in the yellow. What I love about this is race 3, 1 second faster the first 800 metres here. So they've gone out fast. And this horse, I think, has come home 11-6-6 last 200. It is a Group 1 horse in the making, Shallow.
But is it a Group 1 horse away from Flemington? Don't you just think it's going to be mile at Flemington is where it's going to pick up its Group 1?
I don't know.
Or, it's just a theory that I've got that loves that spacious track, 3-wide running line, come to the middle. And, you know, it was a perfect ride on Saturday.
It was.
Hunters absolutely smashed it.
Did they ever? $10 into $7 race morning inside of trading. $7 into $3.80. They did not miss here. They have absolutely smacked the market. What do you make of the others there around it, like Snap Dancer, Graceful Glamour, those kinds of horses? Are they just, this is their go?
Snap Dancer needs a break, I think. I think Shout the Bar was okay, considering it was first up. Who else was there? Paul's Regret, probably wrong part of the track. 1,400 metres might see it out, but he's a promising horse. I'm just worried that it skipped too many classes now. It could have won a few more races along the way. And Affair to Remember was probably a pass mark as well.
I think it's
going to get over a bit more ground. And one last horse, Yamazaki, Flashing Lights. Don't get sucked into it. It's what it does every now and then.
Okay.
It sucks the punters in.
Okay, that's a good point for the punters out there. One horse that I reckon won't be a flashing light, but In Good Health. It has come back ripping. Follow it wherever it goes. It'll get up to maybe 1,700, 1,800 metres next start. Be with it. If not second up, third up, P. Moody. It is in for a outstanding prep. I really love the run of that. Shaylo can win a Group 1. I'd love to see it in the Doncaster. I hope they get there on the minimum weight. I reckon they can win the race. We'll be back after the break. Trash and Treasure. Trash and Treasure here, Benny. Now we're sending it out to socials. Enough of us talking about it. Anthony Wollum gets involved. Sick of finishing second to Ruffies. You probably can understand that.
I can sympathise with that for sure.
And he talks about Fabergino as his treasure. Fair enough. She's 4 from 6 up the straight. She's just bomb-proof. She's an absolute ripper. Trav Noonan, fan of the show. Love Trav. He's a very good judge. He talks about Sydney staying horses. Well, he's right here. That horse, Skymax, what was it, $2.80 out to $4.40 and absolutely poor. And he talks about WA form holding up every time. He's right. People want to pot it, but they run on fast tracks, they run fast times, and it does hold up.
And they're not going to bring him all the way across Australia if they're not going well. They're better horses, so they should measure up, and they do. And, there was classic examples on Saturday of some WA horses really performing well.
Yeah, just trust the clock. The clock will not lie. Babies won't either. Matty Z, three-year-old crop. Yeah, he's a bit worried about this three-year-old crop. You're the same as well.
They're pathetic, I think. Although the Australian Guineas. I think there's other good three-year-olds elsewhere, but I think we'll see one in the new market.
Yes, by the name of September Run, which will be on Saturday. She'll go against possibly Swats That as well, and also the Australian Cup. We'll see 50 Stars run around as the favourite. We'll be back next week to do that. Thanks for watching.